Iranian negotiating strategy has been based on a long historical tradition that plays by very different rules than Western diplomacy. As in a game of chess, Iranian tactics took into account not just the next move in a diplomatic struggle, but also several moves ahead. These tactics have been most prevalent in the Iranian clerical leadership's use of the Shiite doctrine of taqiyya, which historically allowed Shiite Muslims to deceive their Sunni adversaries in order to survive in the mostly Sunni Muslim world. The word taqiyya is a derivative of the Arabic root word waqa, which means to shield or to guard. It clearly evolved as a tactic for protecting the Shiite community from external dangers. Taqiyya has most succinctly been described by Saudi analyst Dr. Wahid Hashim as a major characteristic of Shiite ideology, involving a decision to show an intention but yet harbor a different intention. As an Iranian diplomatic strategy, it gained official backing with the rise of the radical Shiite regime in 1979. Ayatollah Khomeini himself described the purpose of taqiyya as the preservation of Islam and the Shi'i school in Islamic government. As he elaborated, if someone wishes to speak about Islamic government, he must observe the principle of taqiyya. Diplomats and political analysts who have come up against taqiyya in different decades and political realities have described it in remarkably similar terms. Sir Dennis Wright, Britain's ambassador to Iran in the 1970s, once remarked, "The Iranians are a people who say the opposite of what they think and do the opposite of what they say." Gian Domenico Pico, a brilliant Italian diplomat in the UN Secretariat, tried to summarize Iranian negotiating strategy from his experiences negotiating the release of Western hostages in Lebanon and with ending the Iran-Iraq war, commenting, "The problem is that the verbal dexterity they display is a mask to hide reality." Pico detailed in his memoirs how an Iranian envoy, Jawad Larijani, responded to a draft text for a ceasefire in the Iran-Iraq war during the mid-1980s. "What do you want me to do with this? Sign it? Fine, I will do it. Remember, I am also a professor of semantics. The interpretation of this text can be what it seems today and also the opposite of it tomorrow." Pico realized that the Iranians would change their positions during negotiations, making it extremely difficult to pin them down. Ultimately, they did not want to change their original negotiating position at all. As a result, he found that Iranian diplomacy would often revisit what everyone thought was settled ground. But they skillfully hid this intention. Under such conditions, every time the Europeans thought they had a real breakthrough in their nuclear negotiations with Iran, Iranian diplomats had managed to hide the fact that they had made no concession at all. Pico was not the only Western diplomat who gained this impression. Warren Christopher served as Deputy Secretary of State in the Carter administration and Secretary of State in Clinton's first term. In 1979, he negotiated with the Iranians the release of American hostages from the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. In his experience, the Iranians negotiated very differently than the Chinese. For example, Christopher wrote that he always knew what China's foreign minister, Qian Qichun, really wanted, and that if an agreement was reached, its terms would be carried out. In contrast, his experience with the Iranians was entirely different. The negotiating style is likely to resemble that of a Middle Eastern marketplace, with outlandish demands, feints at abandoning the process, and haggling over minor details up to the very last moment. Christopher added that the Iranians could disavow something to which they already had agreed. There was an enormous gap between what the Iranians stated and what was ultimately concluded. Some Western diplomats did not always respond diplomatically to Iran's use of deception, delay, and denial. Jean-David Levite was an experienced French diplomat, having been France's ambassador to both Washington and the UN, besides serving directly as a diplomatic advisor to two French presidents. During the EU-3 negotiations with Iran, he once quipped to the State Department's top arms control negotiator, John Bolton, as they discussed the Iranians' violations of their agreement with the Europeans. "I tell you, having been Chirac's advisor on the Middle East for 5 years, the Shiites lie all the time." In the context of the discussion, Levite probably did not intend to make an ethno-religious slur, but was clearly referring to the diplomatic techniques of the Islamic Republic and perhaps its Lebanese surrogate, Hezbollah, with which the French had many dealings. As Hassan Rouhani infamously revealed, the purpose of negotiations for an Iranian diplomat may not be to resolve a crisis or reach an agreed outcome, but rather to outsmart and get the best of one's adversary. In accordance with Persian culture, an Iranian official might be extremely gracious and warm to his Western guest, trying to avoid any possible offense, yet getting straight to the point through an honest exchange of views is an alien idea.